Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Pastor Lenny again and Pastor Lori.
Pastor Lori, yes. Well,
how about you open up? You have any opening words? Anything you want to say?
Well, as you always say, we love you. We can't stop thinking about you. You're part of our family now. You mean it so much to us.
Amen.
We feel like we're part of your family. We love you.
Amen. That's... Our heart is for you.
Yep.
Our heart is for you. I say it. I'm going to say it again. You guys are our heroes.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you listen to ministers, you know, and their teachings, and they make you feel like, what am I doing wrong? You know, why was it so easy for them? Why was the revelation so easy for them? Why did it come so easy for them? You know what? Pastor Lenny's going to be truthful for you.
You always are.
I wish they would be honest. It's not always that easy. The revelation doesn't always come that quickly. The illumination, you know, the eyes are not opened all the time that quickly. So many of us have gone through what you're going through. So we want you to know we hurt when you hurt. We hurt with you. We're just so grateful and thankful that the Lord has seen us through. Mm. That revelation has come. And the Holy Spirit is doing his best through me and through Pastor Lori to hopefully lead you into the path, the pathway, where all guilt, shame, and condemnation is totally removed, and where the healing will just springboard from within, and the revelation and illumination will come. But there is nothing wrong with you. Mm-hmm. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not doing anything wrong. First of all, you can't do anything wrong because there's nothing for you to do. And if you think there is, it's because you've been lied to. I can't put it any other way. It was Jesus's work, effort, and toil which brought pleasure to the Father, not ours. So anyway, we love you. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for your encouraging words, your uplifting messages. Your financial gifts, your financial giftings are amazing and wonderful, and it's how Daddy God keeps our doors open and keeps this ministry going. So thank you. And I just want to let you know, if you haven't gotten our book yet, the two greatest forces in the life of a believer, love and righteousness. It's available on Amazon. You need to get it. Because with the understanding of these two forces, God loves you, period. You are righteous, period. Everything man tries to get us to create will just be a fruit. Will be a fruit. The believing, the faith.
That's the foundation.
Amen. Those are the foundations. Love and righteousness, healing, wholeness, wellness, fruits. Fruits. No works, no efforts, fruits. So we're continuing. Probably going to be in 1 John chapter 3, maybe one or two more days. So yesterday we dealt with verses 4 and 5, and today we're going to be dealing with verses 6 and 7. And we're going to have some fun with it. We really are going to have some fun with it. So we're not going to read verses 1 through 5. Pastor Lori is just going to read verses 6 and 7 for you guys.
You know what's neat?
What's that? What's neat?
You're just talking. You can take just two verses and the meat and the awesomeness in just two verses.
Right.
You don't have to read chapters and chapters or books and, you know, books of the Bible. Two verses.
A lot of times there's power in two verses.
Amen.
But when you read a verse.
Right.
Or two verses, whatever, it's important to keep it in the context, you know, with everything around it.
Good point.
With the book and with also in context with the true new covenant of grace that we operate in and out of.
Hermeneutics?
Hermeneutics, yes. But like Pastor Lori said, in each of these verses, wow. When you have the right filters, I am, I can, and I have, right? You can spend a lengthy period of time in just a verse, just like what Pastor Lori spoke, 100% truth.
All right, verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Wow! This is awesome. Whoever abides in him sins not. Whoever sinneth has not seen him, neither knows him. Wow! But you know him. More importantly, you're known by him. More importantly, you're a new creation. More importantly, you live in new creation realities. More importantly, you live in him, if any man be in Christ. Okay? More importantly, it's in him you live and move and have your being. Yeah. So you are in Christ. You are in Christ. And guess what? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, 21. Guess what? Not only are you in Christ, you're in Christed, but it tells us there, Paul tells us there, that it's the Father who put you in Christ. It's the Father who sets you in Christ. It's the Father who establishes you in Christ, in righteousness, and in the anointing, and then seals you with the Holy Spirit. Pow!
That's love.
Amen! And so whenever he looks at us, that's what he sees. That's what he sees, the true man, the inner man. It's incapable. The new man is incapable of sin. Incapable of sin. Can you imagine if we lived our lives believing what God believes about us, about the true you and I, about the inner man? Incapable. We give so much power to sin. We give so much strength to sin. And that's the whole thing that John was talking about in the verses we looked at on Tuesday, on Wednesday. Okay? What did it say again? Who committed sin transgresseth the law. So basically, that's a way of saying, listen, sin still has dominion over you because you're not under grace, you're under the law. So you see, when we're removed from the law, and now we're positioned in Christ, and we're living in Christ, and we're as Christ, and we're living under grace, sin has no more dominion over us.
Yay.
Sin has no more strength over us. Sin has no more nothing over us. Why? Because we're not under the law, we're under grace. So you see, he's continuing this thought, even in a way that's hard to see in this translation, because we abide in him. You can't move me from being in Christ. You can't be moved from being in Christ. So now you have to raise your level of awareness. See, this goes right along with my Sunday message, and you need to listen to it if you haven't. Voluntary, involuntary. You need to listen to that. We have to voluntarily, in our soul, place our soul with the understanding of the reality that's taken place in the inner man, in the real you and me. The real you and me can't sin. The real you and me, sin is not an issue. Sin is not a thought. Sin has no abilities over us, has no power over us, whatever. But you see, voluntarily, we give it power because we keep thinking about it.
Wow.
We keep entertaining the fact, well, I'm still a sinner. I'm still a sinner. No, no. Listen, does Pastor Lenny and Pastor Lori have blips on their radar screen? Yeah. But that's all they are. They're just blips. They're blips on our radar screen, and when a blip occurs, we immediately go to our righteousness and think about our righteousness and dwell on our righteousness, dwell on the fact that we're approved by God, dwell on the fact that we're at peace with God, dwell on the fact that God establishes us in his righteousness, dwell on the fact that we're fully qualified by God. And guess what? The blip disappears.
Amen.
You can live your life out with sin consciousness, legalism and law, or you could live your life out in righteousness consciousness. And this is what the Holy Spirit is ministering to you about. And this is what the apostle, you know, John is saying here. You know, you're in him. You are in him. If any man be in Christ, that's me. If any man be in Christ, that's you. You know, we were united with him in his death. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. We were united with him. We're one with him. We are joined with him. We are joined to him in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection to newness of life. Now, we are, if we were planted in his death, if we were one with him in his death, if we were united with him in his death, now we have to know that we're united with him in his resurrection. We're united with him in newness of life. We are one with him to newness of life. Newness of life to what? True holiness and true righteousness. Right? Set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, and where we're seated with him. Mm. We are one with him. We are in him. And the one that recognizes the fact that I'm one with Christ and I'm in Christ. I'm one with Christ and I'm in Christ. I abide in him. He's in me and I'm in him. Sin is not an issue. Sinneth not. Now here we go. This is great. So little children, let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. There you go, Pastor Lenny. Look what it's saying. You need to do righteous. You need to do righteousness to be righteous. Is that what it's saying?
Hmm.
Is that what it's saying?
Can't be.
Do you know the word doeth, right, is poieo? And do you know what poieo means? The primary definition of poieo is agrees with. So now put in that word. He that agrees with his righteousness is righteous.
Mm.
Nice. See, this is what Pastor Lenny and Pastor Lori have been led by the Holy Spirit to show you, to help you gain revelation and understanding of. You are righteous. He was delivered for our transgressions. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. And he was raised. And God declared us righteous. Therefore, being declared righteous, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. You have peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. So it's not doing and working and effort, although religion will try to get you to think so or make you believe so. It's up to you. You have to do. No. He that agrees comes to terms with the fact of his righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. You believe to, right? You believe to righteousness. You gain your understanding of your righteousness. You embrace your righteousness. You embrace the fact that God declared you righteous. And once you become in agreement with that, I'm righteous. You are righteous. Even as he is righteous. You know what's amazing? Put Pastor Lori on the spot. She loves when I do this. Okay. That word doeth, it's the same word that James uses where he says, be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. They come from the same Greek word. This word right here, I told you, is poieo, agrees with. James says, right, become a doer of the word and not just a hearer. They come from the same foundational Greek word, poieo. Does that sound like anything to you? Poieo. We get our English word poet from that.
Poieto, poet.
What does a poet do? What does a poet do?
Makes things lovely, rhymes, puts things nicely. I don't know.
You do know. You're saying it. It's all related. But a poet recites.
Recites. Okay.
He recites. So James is saying, recite the word of God. Speak the word of God. Mm-hmm. Recite the word of God. Speak the word of God. He who is a speaker of the word of God, a reciter of the word of God. Not just to hear, recite it, speak it, right? He that doeth it, agrees with it, agrees with it. You know you're in agreement with God's word, with your righteousness, if you're speaking righteousness, if you're speaking the fact of your righteousness. This has nothing to do with works or effort or performance or obligations. It has everything to do with coming into agreement with the fact of God's declaration over you that you're righteous. And now, speak over yourself the fact of your being made righteous by God, fully approved of, in your proper standing before, total peace, fully qualified, as Jesus is, so are you. I am, I can, and I have. I think we're going to stop there with those two verses. I think that's good enough for today's lesson. What do you think? It's come on, you bring it home life. To a close. It's you bring it home to a close.
It's good enough for life. Righteous. We are righteous. That we are right before God because of Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing else we have to do. It's done. It's done.
And again, if you haven't ordered this book, order it. Amazon, the two greatest forces of life. The two greatest forces in the life of a believer, love and righteousness. You got to get your hands on it. It'll change your lives. And also the last thing I want to leave you with is Fridays at noon Eastern Standard Time, Pastor Lenny has been blessed with the opportunity to be the teacher of the month for Healing Journeys Today. So please support that. Make sure you join in on Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and watch Healing Journeys Today. I'm so grateful for Julianne and Butch Hartman for giving me this opportunity. Yes. So we love you. We appreciate you. We're praying for you.
Yes.
You own our hearts. Well, God owns our hearts, but then you own our hearts. We'll see you next time.